Good morning and welcome to Power Africa. Sorry about the technical glitches, but you know it's live. Okay, so Power Africa. What is Power Africa and why are we having this event? We at Microsoft realized that we have a lot of content that we want to share with you, and all of it's kind of new. Like from after Build, after Ignite, there's been a whole bunch of work we've been doing at Microsoft, and we want to share it specifically with the continent. As you know, as we've heard from many of you, we tend to have very Western focus events. Like they're in the US, they're in the UK, they're in Germany, but they're not in Africa. Why? That's dumb. So we decided, let's take the best of Azure, the best of M365, and the best of Power Platform, obviously, and put it into a Africa continent context and bring it to you today. All of the speakers are people who you either know or should know, because they're either residents of the continent of Africa or really wish they were, like me. And they're people who are influential and ones who can really help you with your career. So we want to make all of this content relevant for you specifically. Why are we so focused on Africa? Well, first of all, the world's workforce, future workforce, is going to come from there. Right? Like we all know that there are going to be 150 million vacant tech jobs open by the year 2025. That's a lot of tech jobs. And who do we think is going to fill them? Hint, it's not people from the US. It's not people from Europe. There just are not that many people there. But you know where those jobs are going to get filled from? They're going to get filled from Africa. I believe that. The team believes that. We all believe that. That's why we're having this event today. So I've been on the continent like 20 plus times, and I miss you all so much. Whenever I'm there, my eyes are opened. I learn so much, and I'm really hoping that we have an opportunity to share with you what we've learned so that you can go and pursue the job of your dreams. So I'm going to advance to the next slide and show you a free thing. And some of you know about this because obviously you're very smart. Last week, my team and I launched this free course on Udacity called Udacity Power. This is a brand new 10 to 20 hour course that teaches you how to build apps without having to learn to code first. So whether you're a professional dev and you've built websites and apps and operating systems for 20 years, or you've never written code in your life, this is a thing you can do and a thing that you can build and add to your resume. Right now, app development is a hugely in-demand skill. Every day we see job postings go up at looking for talent to join their companies and build business apps. We've got a job board and we've got like 400 jobs posted right now. So this is definitely an in-demand skill. And fun fact, the very first person who finished the course is from guess where? If you guess Nigeria, you're right, of course, right? So hello, Toby, I hope you're watching. Thank you for being the first person to finish our course. We're really excited to see what you do with your newfound app development skills. So I'm going to advance to the next slide. We've got a little bit of housekeeping before we get started. Of course, this is a Microsoft event, so Microsoft Code of Conduct. We're open and respectful, patient, thoughtful, kind. If you feel that one or more of those things are not happening, email that alias, because then we're going to get yelled at. And that's a good thing, because we want to make sure that we're always open and respectful to our communities and audiences and friends out there. And I'm going to advance to the next slide and introduce our speakers. So these are people who are hugely influential on the continent of Africa, and they are just extraordinary people. And I feel so fortunate that they've agreed to speak at our event today. Samuel Adrani is based out of Ghana, and he is the one responsible for this beautiful art you're seeing on our presentation. You know, I didn't make that. So yes, so thank you very much, Sam, for doing that. I'm gonna advance to the next slide and show you our agenda. So this is the agenda. We're a little late, about 20 minutes late, 10 minutes late. We'll catch up. This is the welcome, just so you know. Next up is my very good friend, Foyin Olajide Bello, one of my favorite people on the planet, and I'm not lying. Like, she is an amazing person. She's going to teach you how to build and scale a local community or get involved with your local community, because it really is one of the best ways to set yourself apart as a very hireable person, is learning things, sharing things, and helping others go and pursue their dream jobs. Then Kolade is going to talk about Azure Cloud, empowering everyone. If you haven't heard of Azure, today's a good day to learn about it. Then our friend Aicha, joining us from Dubai, is going to be talking about Microsoft Graph and Power Automate, which you can be productive with no code because, you know, less code, less debugging. Then Joshua is going to talk about the Microsoft Learn Student Ambassador Program. For those of you who are students, this is a very good thing to learn because by becoming a student ambassador, you get front row seats to all Microsoft announcements and things. And you can learn about how many people joined the ambassador program, become an MVP, and then go and pursue amazing jobs. We may or may not have a coffee break. We'll see. That's why I'm taking mine now. And you should take yours whenever you need to. Sam's going to be doing the Power Platform of Things. This is probably my favorite demo on the planet because it's just cool. Ayodeji Deji, as we all love to call him, is going to be doing a Power Virtual Agents demo, which are low-code chatbots. Ruth is going to be giving an overview on the Microsoft Africa Development Center. Do you know we have Microsoft offices in Lagos, Nigeria, and Nairobi, Kenya? She's going to be talking about those offices and how we hire. We're actually hiring a lot of people right now. So she's going to be sharing with you how we do that, how you can be applying for those jobs. Please do. And then Gretchen's going to be throwing down a Power Apps Africa Challenge. And we'd love to see someone on this call win that. That would be awesome. And then me and our really good friend Lawrence are going to come back and say goodbyes to you. All right, let's get this thing started, actually. I think first up is our good friend Foyin Olajidebello, straight from my favorite city, Lagos, Nigeria. Foyin, you ready? There she is.
There she is. Yes, it is. Can you I'm good now. Can you hear me now?
We can.
Oh, God, the mute button. All right. Hi, Donna. Thank you so much for the amazing intro.
Ah, I miss you people so much. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to get vaccinated and come see you. Have a great show.
Same here. Thank you. All right. Hello, everyone. Good morning from this side of the world. My name is Foyin Olajidebello, and I'll be walking us through how to build and scale the local community. Community is an important part of every technology, and I'm truly excited about the Power Platform and the kind of community that we've been able to grow. As you can see, I have a Power Addicts t-shirt on. I'm really excited about the Power Addicts because we're all about rising by lifting others, and that's kind of the motto that we run through in the community, right? It's not just all about you, but it's about helping the next person to get better at what he or she does. So today I'm going to be talking about how to build and scale a local community. I'll share with you our story, the Power Apps and Power Automate user group in Nigeria, how we got started, and how we've been able to scale from 2 to 1,200, what some of our secrets are, and how you can also get some insights into that and probably start to plan your next steps as we go into 2021 on either starting a local community, wherever you are, or becoming an active member in one. So this is me. My name is Foyin Olajidebello. I'm a wife and a mom. Yes, I'm very passionate about the community. And I'm also an advocate for women in technology. I like to help any woman who desires to have a career in technology. And I also love to support these women. All right, so let me tell you a bit about myself. I'm coming from the collaboration side of things. So I spent the last 10 to 12 years talking about collaboration, how knowledge workers can do more with less, a long time before Office 365 came out. So then we used to use SharePoint on premise, set up a server, I help people with document management and process automation with SharePoint Designer, InfoPath, and everything around automation and some third-party tools. So InfoPath, yes, and then we moved on to Office 2016 was released and discovered that, boom, no InfoPath in Office 2016. So we're like, oh, what's Microsoft planning? InfoPath is such an amazing tool, and why is Microsoft taking it out? Like, can they be too better than InfoPath? And, you know, I didn't have an answer to that question. So I needed to automate a new process, and it was brought to me, and I said, okay, what am I going to use to do this? So I spoke to one of my friends, and he said, oh, there's this amazing tool called Power Apps. It has a very slick interface. It's so easy to use. It's like using PowerPoint slides with some Excel-like expressions, as he put it. And then I was like, oh, do I need a license for it? I don't have access to Office 365. I don't have access to Power Apps. How do I get started? And he says, oh, not to worry. Once you have Office 365, you're fine. So he shows me how to navigate, how to get there, takes me through one or two things, how to create your first app. And that was how I got started with Power Apps. And that's how I got introduced to Power Apps, the Power Platform, other elements of it. And I've never gone to back to InfoPad since then. So that's a bit about me. Now let's talk about the community. How did we get started, right? How did our Power community get started? Power Apps and Power Automate community get started? So as my friend introduced me to Power Apps, I started to use it. And of course, like every new tool, you stumble a bit, you try to solve issues, and you know, you're not able to figure it out on your own. Because it was new to me and I didn't know anybody other person that knew how to use this tool. So I always try to figure it out or wait for my friend because he's based in the New York. So I have to wait till he wakes up and gets to the office and till whenever he's available to say, okay, I have this issue. What do you think I can do about it? How do I even run a search on Bing to find this? And I went for an event, Microsoft Office. We're talking about Power Platform that day. And a couple of other professionals were there. And guess what? I found other people like me who were trying and trying to figure Power Apps out, and they had just started. And you know, when I heard someone else expressing my concern, I was like, wow, this is so awesome. So there's someone else like me. Fantastic. What we need to do now is we need to come together and start to help each other learn and grow. Right. So if I've been able to solve these problems before, why do you need to go through those same problems again? You don't need to. I've solved it. If we're in a community, I can show you the easy way out rather than you having to go through all that time trying to resolve a problem when I have the answer. So that was what brought out the community. And the first thing I did, I got all my friends and colleagues who were using InfoPath. You know, and I said on this WhatsApp group, and I said, guys, InfoPath is going to die. You need to start loving Power Apps. This is the new tool, and it's going to be around for a long time. This is the future. So they were like, oh, we love InfoPath. I said, no. If you use Power Apps, you're going to love Power Apps. And that's how the community got started on the WhatsApp group with a lot of colleagues and friends. And they basically started pulling other colleagues that they knew who were also using InfoPath or some other automation tool, who were into process automation or app development. And that was basically how we started to grow in the community. So this picture here is a picture of our first event, a picture that I'm always very excited to see because I was privileged to meet a lot of beautiful, brilliant Nigerians in that event. And we also had the Power Addict supporting us, the Power Platform crew supporting us virtually to the Q&A session, answering some very tough questions that some of the community members came up with. Now, talking to the Power of Unity. So we had the Power Apps and the Power Automate user group. And there was also the Power BI user group, which has started a couple of months back before us. So when the Global Power Platform Bootcamp came up in February of this year, we thought to ourselves, okay, why run this in isolation of each other, right? It's Power Platform, so we are all involved. So let's come together, let's organize this event together, let's run it together as a team. And that was what made this event a very successful one, because we got a hall for 200, and the events were, we had over 250 people in that space that day. And we had people standing, and it was just fantastic. A lot of people were like, oh, I only knew about Power BI. I never knew there was something called Power Apps or Power Virtual Agents or Power Automate. And that was where they were able to learn about all these other tools and get excited about it. And what happened after that? User groups started to spring up. So I have Adewale here. Adewale, after attending the event, he said, you know what I want to do? I want to start up a user group in Oyo State. Oyo State is where I'm from. Oyo State is my local community. And there are a lot of youths there that can benefit from this knowledge. So he started out the user group in Oyo State, right? Hi, Adewale, I don't know if you are watching, but thank you for your fantastic work in Oyo. And he has kept the engagement going since then. Then we also have David Abu. David Abu said, you know what, this is very fantastic, but this should not be for Lagos alone, right? I'm going to go to Edo State. idea. A lot of youth in Edo State. Edo State is where I'm from. I want to go back there. I want to impact them. We need to pass this knowledge. This is so awesome. We need to help people in that community to upskill themselves. And it goes to Edo State and start up the Edo State user group. Hi, David. I hope you're watching me. Amazing stuff you're doing. Thank you and well done. Then the Abuja user group also starts up. So I have Kadri chatting me up to say, you know what, I'm based in Abuja. I would like to start off a user group in Abuja here. So also help the youth that are here in Abuja. And I'm like, fantastic. Why not? I'll be available to support you. On whenever you need us, and any speaker from Lagos will always be there to support you for all of your sessions. And this was the flyer from the first session that was held in Abuja. So thank you, Kadri, for keeping the engagements going for the user group in Abuja. And I also like to recognize our student partners. Our student partners are awesome. They keep the Power Platform engagement going in each of their schools. And then also drive engagement through the students, helping them know even before they leave school that these are the tools that are available to you. These are the tools, emerging technology, and you can start to learn about this technology using these tools. And they've been doing fantastically well in that. Okay, so let me speak a bit about textilers. The vision of textilers is enable women in technology, right? So when I started the community a couple of months ago, I discovered that most of our speakers are always the men, right? So they have a call for speaker. Oh, who would like to take this session? Who wants to take this topic? In a local meetup group, who wants to have a session? And most of the people who respond will be the male in our community. So after a couple of months, I felt that, okay, I think that there's something wrong. Right, it's either the women. I know our women are very intelligent. I have a lot of women doing great stuff in the Power Platform. So why are they not coming up? Okay, probably maybe imposter syndrome, or maybe they're just overwhelmed. There's so much to do, right? So much to do in your day-to-day activity. Sitting down to prepare a slide for a community event may not be like top on your priority list, or maybe just imposter syndrome. Maybe you don't even understand why you need to do it, right? So it's like, okay, let's start a community for women where we hear the story of other women who have tried in technology, some of them who have spent 25 years in tech and are still going strong. You know, let's hear their story. Let's hear how they've been able to scale through. Women who are MVPs, come and tell us your story. Women who are doing great things in their organizations. Women who are also very young and have been able to learn the tools properly, like the person we had last on our last textile session, May, built fantastic apps, beautiful applications, and she was completely self-taught. So when women hear all of these stories, it inspires us and we're able to come up with the boldness to speak in local events. And this has really been successful. We've seen women who have never had a presentation, a speaking engagement before, they've never presented before. And they attended this event, they presented us and they were like, wow, so I'm actually this good. The next call for speakers, they are there submitting their presentations. And most of them have gone international right now, like giving speaking and having speaker slots and giving speaking engagements in global conferences. So that's what Textilers is about. It's about supporting women. It has even become a global movement, not just for Nigeria or for Africa, but every woman around the globe is currently an active member of Textilers. These are some of our creations, some of our women who have never heard about Power Apps before, right? They attended our session, were able to come up with these beautiful applications, functional apps, and we celebrate them for that. So now let's talk about success tips, right? What is it that made our community grow from 2 to 1,200? What is it that has made our community here in Nigeria so active? The answer, number one, desire to share knowledge. Every member of the community has this desire to share knowledge. Right, they know it, they are self-taught, they obtain they gain the knowledge themselves, but then there's a next level where, you know what, I have this thing, but I want to share it. I want the next person to know how to use this. I want to help the next person. So there's this burning desire to share knowledge. And that's why you have someone like Adewale go and start up a user group in Oyo State. You have David start up a user group in Edo State, because there's that desire to share knowledge. There's a desire to make an impact.
I don't just want to go about my business and earn a living. I actually want to make an impact. I want to be part of somebody's success story. I also want to say, oh, I thank God that I met Fui. After I attended the Power Up session, I was able to learn how to use these tools. And now I have a good job. I'm earning a living. So that's impact is what we're looking for. We want to help people achieve their goals in life by teaching them how to use these tools and giving them the knowledge that is required for them to be sustained into the future. Then the other thing is unity. Like I mentioned before, we the Power Us and Power Ultimate User Group united with the Power BI User Group. So we're not working in isolation anymore. So we have this big group on Telegram that holds all the members, whether you're in Power BI community member or your Power Ups and Power Ultimate community member, whoever you are. We're talking of the Power Platform, and these are tools that work seamlessly together. So let's all come together to share our knowledge. If you're an expert in Power BI, there's no reason why you shouldn't know how to use Power Apps. And if you're an expert in Power Apps, there's no reason why you shouldn't get curious about Power BI. So the unity is one of the things that has helped the community grow tremendously. And leadership. Leadership is very, very critical, right? Because one person can never do it alone. If I told you I am the one who drove the community to 1,200 alone, I'll be lying to you, completely lying to you, because that's not true, right? Leadership is what has helped the community. People coming together to say, yes, we want to do this together as a team. So you can see some of the leaders highlighted in the picture in the background. We have David Brown, amazing leader, driving Power BI side of things. We have Ahmed, you know, David Abukola, Adewale Yusuf at the extreme right. All those people are the people that has made the community successful. In addition, I also like to highlight the leaders on the screen right now, because these are the guys who started with me October 2019. After the first meetup in November, I made a call and I said, okay, the user group is starting up now. If you're interested and you want to be a leader, please wait behind. Let's start to share ideas on how we can grow the community forward. And these are the guys that waited behind after the meetup. And they started to share ideas. So this is what I think we can do. This is what I think we should do. And we started to share responsibilities also. And they've all done fantastically well in delivering on whatever it is that they committed to do. So we have someone who manages our social media handle, constantly tweeting and making everybody informed about what the community is doing. We have someone in charge of our content who constantly thinking of what's next, what should we be learning next as a community, where are the gaps, and how can we fill it. We have someone in charge of our graphics, all of our creatives that goes out for our Power Ninja series every week. He has been so consistent. Thank you so much, Kola. Always wearing out the creatives for the events. We also have people in charge of our logistics, right? When we were having physical events, making sure that the venue is fine, everything is in place, projector is in place, and all that. All the rooms for the breakout sessions are properly organized. You know, so this is what has made the community so successful. Each person being personally committed to say, I want to do this, and actually doing it. That's the power of the leadership, and they have remained so consistent. So I just want to say thank you to them for this. All right. So celebrating the leaders, thank you so much for all you've done. Now, yes, I've spoken about commitment already. Commitment from not just the leaders, but every member of the community. When we have our events, everyone is right there, active and ready to learn. And that's one of the things I love so much about the Nigerian community. Like Donna said, Toby was the first person for a Nigerian to complete the course, the free course. And that's how we are. We're constantly curious. We always want to know what is next, always wanting to know and learn something new to stay active in our knowledge, and also to stay on top of our game. And that's also one of the things that has kept our community active and engaged. So what's my call to action today? First of all, I'd like to start up my call to action with asking us to set up a Citizen Developer Academy, right? Which is like a corporate community. So within your organization, you can have a community there, which is like a corporate community, just the people within your organization, learning about the Power Platform tools. These are some of the links that can help you get started. of course, in addition, you can also go to the other city, which is now completely free, and start to learn how to use Power Apps and all the Power Platform tools. And the other thing I would like us to do is to join, be an active member of the community, right? So we start up the user group and stay connected to the community. No man is an island. You cannot work alone. You cannot learn alone. Since I became an active member of the community, I've had a fantastic experience. I mean, I met Donna November last year, and she literally threw me out on Twitter, say, oh, we have a new person learning Power Apps. Let's show her some love and support. And the amount of love I got on Twitter that day, I was overwhelmed. The Power Platform community is one of the most loving communities. Like, you see people literally say, you have an issue, let me set up a call with you. And they walk you through this. No, this is what you need to do. This is how you solve this problem. And I just want to use the opportunity to say thank you to the larger community and Power Apps, the global community. Your support has been tremendous. And even within the local community in Nigeria, I've seen a community member actually drive to another community member's office to help him resolve an issue. And I'm like, wow, this is what we're talking about. This is what the power addicts say when they say we rise by lifting others up. And that's what the community is about. You learn and you give. You receive and you give. So as somebody higher is helping you up, you're growing, and then you're also pulling others who are just learning along. And that's how the community would continue to grow and thrive. So if you're not a member of a local community, if you're just there doing your own thing, please, you need to join the community today. And whenever a call for speaker is made, kindly respond. Don't ever feel that, oh, I don't know enough, or what is it that I know that every other person doesn't know? No, you know a lot. And you know a lot that a lot of people don't know. So whenever a call for speaker is made today, please answer to that call. And also sign up for various volunteer opportunities that come up in the community. So I know right now there are probably limited opportunities because of the COVID and we're not having physical events. But very soon, once COVID passes away and we start having our physical events, there'll be a lot of calls for volunteer positions. So answer a call also for volunteer positions. And if there are volunteer positions opened now, even as we're in the virtual mode, also sign up for the volunteer positions and just stay active in the community. Like, I've made amazing friends from the community in Nigeria, people that I've never met before, totally amazing people, and our friendship have gone even beyond the Power Platform into personal relationships. So that's some of the important things. And when you stay connected to the community, you also get a lot of opportunities, right? So some of us may be thinking, especially in Nigeria, oh, is Power Apps really known? Is this skill really something that is required in the Nigerian industry? Yes, it is known, and it's going to continue to be known. The demand is only going to continue to increase. I'm 100% sure of that. And when the demand starts to increase, are you connected to the community that will let you know that, oh, there's this opportunity out there, are you available for this job? At least in the last 1 week, I've had somebody say to me, please, I need to employ people who are skilled with Power Apps and Power Automate. I have positions available. Is there anyone in the community that you think can fit this role? And those calls, those type of calls will continue to come. But if you just stay isolated to yourself, learning alone, how do you know when these opportunities come up? We had our textiler event and there was someone that dropped the comment saying, oh, what's my gain if I've been learning this thing for the past 1 year and I've not gotten any opportunity? And I said, the reason why you have not gotten opportunities because you're not connected to the community. There are always opportunities. So please stay connected to the community. And yes, my closing notes, I love Microsoft Power Platform. As you can see me here with my big, my big love icon. I'm so passionate about it because of the community, number one, which is why I'm having this talk today, to say you need to be connected to a community, right? And if there's no local community in your area, you need to start up one, because we can only thrive by staying connected to each other. Yeah, like you cannot know everything, right? But when you have our community events, you will learn, we all learn from each other. So the community is really important. And a little power platform, because it's not just a technical tool, right? It's not just another tool, but it's an agent of transformation because it's solving real life problems. And when I'm saying this, I'm speaking from experience. Like you see real life problems being solved using these tools. You see people's productivity level increase from 3 to 10 because you have built a solution that has helped them save time and do more with less. So that's why the tool is so fantastic. And yes, another additional thing is you don't need to start to learn to code. For someone like me, I've never written a line of code in my entire life, and I've built over 30 Power Apps applications which are in use. So if there was no Power Platform, no Power Apps, I probably would have been waiting on a developer, a pro dev, to do this for me. And in addition, Power Platform and Power Apps is not only for those of us that don't know how to write code, but it's also for the pro devs. I've worked with a friend who is a pro dev developing for 10 years plus, amazing, brilliant developer. When he used the Power Apps, he was like, Foy, why didn't you tell me that these two existed all this while? It has saved me a lot of time because there's so much I can leverage on, right? That is already existing here. And all I'm doing is just adding additional things on. I don't have to start building from scratch. And I just laughed. I was really excited about this. So yes, it's not just a tool, an agent of transformation. And then it's supporting the employee to be more productive, right? Because they can solve real life problems. And you become a thought leader in your space because you're solving the problems. You're thinking about how can we do this better? How can we do more with less? And you're able to not just think about it, but also solve it. So that makes you super productive. And it also is an enabler for the unemployed to learn a new tool that makes them self-sufficient. Also, I know the all unemployment issues that we have in Nigeria, but if you learn this tool and you become so good at it, remote work is becoming something that is here to stay. And you can get a job anywhere across the world. Yeah, we have a LinkedIn page. If you have not joined Donna's LinkedIn page, please join her LinkedIn page. I have a page on LinkedIn for those who are looking for recruiters and for job seekers. And constantly posts are being put up on that LinkedIn page saying, oh, I want this person, remote work. So doesn't really matter whether you're in Nigeria or any part of Africa. You can earn a living from anywhere in the world if you know how to use those tools. Right? So let's keep the learning going. Let's enjoy the rest of the session today. So many things are going to be taught today. Internet of Things by my power brother, Sam. I'm going to have Deji also, community leader here in Africa, talking about Power Virtual Agents. So we're going to have so many interesting sessions today, right? So don't run away just yet, but stay and stay connected to the end of the session. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Foyan, for this inspiring session and how you shed light on the importance of communities. And I definitely love your Power Addicts t-shirt. I want one, please. And before introducing our next speaker, first, let me call out on some of the lovely comments that we're getting in the feedback. And for and excuse me if I'm pronouncing the names incorrectly, for Tulip, you were asking how to start your Power Platform journey. So I'd recommend that you start with the Power Platform course on Audacity that was created specifically to help the newcomers be onboarded on Power Platform. Also, I would suggest that you head to MS Learn to we have a specific learning path for Power Platform where you learn from.